Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
Hey, I'm glad to hear that, sir. Hey, my name is Steve, and I'm calling from Metro Research. Today we are conducting a survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions.
Sure.
All right, perfect. So we are conducting a pool of people's opinion toward public affairs and current event, and this number was selected random. Let me ask you, are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And let me ask you, are you registered as a Republican or Democrat or something
Democrat.
Else? Okay. What are the chances that you will vote in this November general election for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote, will probably vote, or chances 50-50, or will not vote?
No, I'm definitely voting.
Thank you, sir. Let's see. Will you please tell me your age?
63.
All right, thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white or Hispanic. How will you describe yourself?
White.
All right, thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel things that are here in Florida are headed in the right direction or the wrong direction?
Wrong.
Wrong direction, thank you. Thinking about the election for Congress, will you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Democrat. Does you lean towards Democrat or definitely a Democrat vote?
Definitely a Democrat.
Thank you. Now I would like to ask you some important, impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them or somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize of one of them, then that's okay. Just let me know. Yeah, here's the first one. The first one would be Democrats in Congress. Is this group to you very favorable, somewhat favorable, a little of both, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable? Can rate them, or you don't recognize that group?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Next one would be Donald Trump. Is this person very favorable, somewhat favorable, a little of both, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable? Can rate them, or you don't recognize this person?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Next one is Project 2025. Is this project very favorable, somewhat favorable, a little of both, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable? Can rate that group or?
Very unfavorable.
All right. Next one is Joe Biden. Is this person very favorable, somewhat favorable, a little of both, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable? Can recognize them or can rate them?
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. Next one is the Darren Soto. Is this person very favorable, somewhat favorable, little of both, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Next one is Thomas Chalix, folks. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that last name right.
Chalifolks,
all right, thank you. Is this person very favorable, somewhat favorable, a little of both, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Little of both.
A little of both, thank you. Next one is Kamala Harris. Is this person very favorable, somewhat favorable, a little of both, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
All right. Next one is MAGA Republicans. Is this group very favorable, somewhat favorable, a little both, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Next one is Ron DeSantis. Is this person very favorable, somewhat favorable, a little both, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
All right. Thank you. Let's see. Thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat, yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for the candidates were Donald Trump and the Republican and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Kamala Harris.
Let's see. Okay. If the elections for the United States Senate were held today, and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie McCarthy Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
The Democrat.
Democrat. Let's see. Okay. And if the election for United States Congress were held today, for the candidates were Thomas Chalfox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Probably Soto again.
Oh, okay. Thank you. As you may know, there will be also an amendment to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One Constitution amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. Now, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health. As determined by the patient's health care provider, this amendment does not change the legislator's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Will you vote yes to support the amendment or vote no to oppose it?
Yeah.
Vote yes. Thank you. Let's see. Now I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. So these are statements about each one. The first one is Darren Soto. Darren Soto is the current congressman for the Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who worked tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked as passed bipartisan legislation and expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto has helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against the effort to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. Second statement, this is about Colonel Thomas Chalfox. It is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for 30 years. Colonel Chalfox will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants. Fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful governmental spending and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Chalfox will take his experience as a small businessman and multi-million-dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. And if the elections for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalfox and Republican candidate Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto.
Thank you. Let's see. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention right now? So I'll read you some issues, and you can let me know, out of all those issues, which one is the one that they should focus the most. The first one is creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida. Number two, protecting Social Security and Medicare. Number three, promoting traditional values in schools. Number four, security our borders. Number five, ending the gun violence epidemic. Number six, tackling crime and improving public safety. Number seven, making owning a home more affordable. Number eight, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida. Number five, protecting abortion rights. Number 10, bringing down rent prices. Number 11, lowering inflation and gas prices. Number 12, lowering grocery prices. Number 13, making healthcare affordable for working families. Out of the 13 issues, which one do you think is the one that is the most important that Congress should focus on?
Protecting Medicare and Social Security.
Okay. Thank you. And which is the next most important issue, the second one they you think that they should focus on?
Probably the infrastructure as far as roads and traffic congestion here in Central Florida.
Oh, okay. So, like, improving I-4 traffic congestion in Central Florida?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Thank you. Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for candidates in the U.S. So, these are some reasons people, you know, give to vote for people in the U.S., U.S. Congress. Assuming that each one of this is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for the candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would have virtual no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first reason. The first one is Thomas Chalifoux will support the Trump-backed American First policies that prioritize American citizens as veterans who serve for over 30 years. Chalifoux will make sure we take much better care of those who serve and work to solve veteran homelessness. Regarding this reason, is this very convincing to vote for this candidate? Somewhat convincing or no effect?
No effect.
No effect, thank you. Second one is Thomas Chalifoux is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out of control federal spending, excessive stimulus package, and supply chain disrupting that are fueling inflation. Disrupting that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. Regarding this reason, how convincing is this? Some very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
Thank you. Next one is Thomas Chalifoux will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies. Regarding this statement, is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
Thank you. Let's see. Okay. And Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors and is working to lower health care costs for everyone. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
Very convincing.
Thank you. Next one is Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and providing funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
Very convincing.
Thank you. Darren Soto opposed any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. Regarding this statement, is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
Very convincing.
Thank you. Now that you heard a little bit of more, if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifoux, the Republican candidate Darren Soto, and the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Soto.
Thank you. Now, sorry about this one. Now, let me read some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress, assuming that each one of the following statements are accurate. Please tell me if this will cause you to have serious doubts about voting for the candidate, only some doubts, or it will have virtually no effect at all on your decision. This, the same thing is about statements about the candidates. The first one, Darren Soto, has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He has made life harder for working families by voting for a tax increase and targeted our small businesses. Regarding this statement, do you think this raises serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
Thank you. Second one is as chairman of the Osceola County School Board, Thomas Chalifoux voted to give himself a 3.8% tax raise while criticizing, quote, wasteful spending. in the educational budget and voting to increase taxes for Osceola families regarding this statement? Do you think this brings serious doubts, some doubts, no effect?
No effect.
Thank you. Chalice folks call for a, quote, complete overhaul of the existing healthcare system. The Affordable Care Act, which will roll back healthcare for millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions. Regarding this statement, does this bring serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Serious doubts.
Thank you. Next one is, Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress. Regarding this statement, does this bring serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
Thank you. Next one is, mega landlord Thomas Chalice folks went to court to evict over 500 small businesses, including a church in Kissimmee, and has tied up the courts pursuing a host of small claims suits. Regarding this claim, this statement, does this bring serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Some doubts.
Thank you. Last one is, Thomas Chalice folks personally loaned his campaign $2 million and is charging his own campaign interest, allowing him to run a profit by running for office. Regarding this statement, does this bring serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Some doubts.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Basically, these are the last questions. This is just in case if you change your mind on the decision you had made. So I will just read some questions once again. These are the last ones. Now we have here a little bit more. If the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalice folks, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto.
Thank you, sir. What is your primary source for national and political news? Do you listen to talk radio, cable news network, El Nuevo Día, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, American TV, Orlando Sentinel, your local newspaper, internet-based news course, social media apps or services, or others?
Local paper and internet news sources.
All right.
No social media.
Thinking back in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for the Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. And what was the last grade or degree that you had completed in school?
High school and 2 years of college.
Okay. Thank you. Do any children under the age of 18 live in your house?
No.
No children. Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief?
Liberal, I guess, between liberal and moderate.
Okay. So that would be like somewhat liberal?
Yeah, somewhat liberal.
Thank you. All right, thank you, sir. So I would like to thank you for taking your time in answering those questions. I know that some of them were a little bit repetitive, but once again, thank you for providing us with the answer. Thank you, sir, and thank you for your help. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right.
Take care.
You as well. Thank you.